644-9850. So if you're going to or have gone to a Galentine party, please help my friend Weeze understand what it is, or if you've been to one.
In his mind, it's something completely different.
I thought y'all wore PJs and watched Netflix.
Before that, you said, would you all go on Tinder? And I was like, what are you talking about?
I thought it was to help you find a date.
I understand that, and this is so helpful. Let me see if I can help teach you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Natalie.
Natalie, can you please help my friend Weeze understand? Hold on. Weeze is on the phone with somebody else. Weeze, I just need you to listen now. Don't worry. I'll get to the phones. Everyone just keep calling. All right. So Natalie's explaining to you Galentine's. Go ahead, Natalie.
Yes, yes, yes. We do it every year. I love it.
And so what does it represent to you, Natalie?
Well, it represents me and my girls loving each other, having a good time. This year, we're actually doing two events. We're going to the movies to see the movie with Taraji P. Henson.
Like a good movie. Uh-huh.
Cookie. We're going to go there, and then afterwards, my friend is going, we're going to have a great big thing at her house. Mm-hmm. She has, it's kind of like Valentine's Day bashing almost, but mm-hmm. not too mm-hmm. much, because we still love Valentine's Day. We just get together. We got a great big old heart in the middle of the room, which is a pinata. We can go around.
Natalie, I feel like I'm watching the actual Valentine's Day movie where they have the pinata and all the girls get together. That's amazing, though. I love it. Thank you so much for calling. Taylor's on Kiss 98.5. Taylor, do you do Galentine's?
Yeah, we're about to do Galentine's Day tonight.
All right, so explain to Weeze what you guys are doing.
So all of my girlfriends and I, we are planning to go to Jake Miller. So our thought for a little Galentine's Day would be everybody coming over, we're going to get food, we're going to exchange chocolate, and we're going to be waiting for Kiss 98.5 to do Jake Miller tickets.
Well played, Taylor. And you know what? With DJ Anthony tonight, that will happen, I promise you.
Oh, great.
All right, let him know you're listening. I know
just
he loves that.
Just stalk him on Instagram.
100%. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan. What do you do for Galentine's?
So my girls and I actually won like a tower of margaritas and some free apps from Coyote Cafe in Hamburg.
Come on. Oh, how fun is that?
Oh, it's going to be fun. We've actually done it once before. We've won twice now. So tonight that's where we're going.
Oh, that is so fun. So explain the margarita thing.
So it's like, I think it's like a gallon of margaritas.
Yes, it is.
Sounds good.
Now that's a gallon's ice day party I want to be at.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or are we not allowed? Guys not allowed?
Do you not understand Gal, G-A-L, Galentine's Day? So you guys are going. How did that? Do I dare ask, how did you win this 2 years in a row?
Well, it's not 2 years. So they do it frequently. So actually it's on Instagram, I believe. And then you just have to like their page.
Oh.
And then it says, tag your friends if you need a night out. Mm-hmm. And so then we tagged all the friends. We had a huge picture of all of my friends and all of their babies.
So, that is so fun.
Yeah, it was really nice.
That's amazing. So you're doing that tonight. That's amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, see, if I'm a guy listening to the radio, I'm single, I'm listening, and I'm going out tonight.
Well,
because there's going to be a lot of gals out there.
Oh, there
can't
was.
Get that whole gallon
there's
on
always,
his own.
There's always one of you that strays from the flock.
They're always. You know
so,
what it
yeah,
is?
If I'm a guy, this is a good night to go out.
They do one of two things. I need something for my car. I'll be right back. And then you look over, and they're standing at the bar talking to three guys.
Exactly.
Or I'll be right back. I've got to pee. And then they go to the bathroom, and then there they are at the bar talking to four guys. It's like there's always that one stray sheep.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. It's good. Good night for a guy to go out.
You know, Weeze, you bring up a good point. I think that's true. Well, that sounds like fun. They probably saw your picture on Instagram and were like, yes, these girls win again. Shocking.
Yep, absolutely.
That's fun. Thanks for calling. 644-9850. We're wondering, do you do anything for Galentine's Day? Will you be getting together with your girls tonight? Galen, you're doing a Galentine's?
Yes.
Tell me what you guys are doing.
So we are going on our fourth annual Galentine's Day, and our girlfriend always sends out an e-vite, and we have to bring something, and this year we have to bring a lip gloss that's like $15 or over, so it's generally something that's really nice, where in the past we've brought like flowers or whatnot, And then it generally turns into a dance party.
Oh, that is so fun. So you guys all do like a swap?
Yeah, so she does a game or something that ends up we all pick our favorite flower or our favorite lip gloss or whatnot, and yeah, and that's like our little exchange instead of bringing like a dish or a drink, because she covers all that.
That's amazing. Wheez, do you have any questions so you can understand what happens at a Galentine's
Day
party?
No, I got it. It's just a bunch of girls going out, having a few
Again, it's just, I got it. I don't think you do got it.
I guess you could be married, single.
Oh, yeah, you could be.
You could be anything. Okay, all right.
Caitlin, are all your friends, are all of them single, married? What's your deal?
So they're all different. I've been in a relationship for 4.5 years, but I think it's funny that Wheez is confused because my boyfriend has always said, like, what do girls do when they hang out? Like, guys play video games, they do all this stuff, and he's like, what do you guys do? Just stare at each other? Like, I don't understand.
We brush each other's hair, do each other's nails.
I'm with your boyfriend. I don't get it. When we go out, we drink beer, watch sports, and talk about sports.
Let me ask, how do you explain to your SO that you're not going to be with them on Valentine's Day because you're going out with
some girls? No, it's Galentine's Day.
It's Galentine's if it's today and you're doing that. But
today.
How do you explain that you're going out with everybody else?
Okay, so we actually did our Valentine's Day last Saturday because he works second shift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we do Galentine's Day this Saturday, so it works out.
Oh, that's perfect.
So you can do it on any night of the week.
See, I thought it might have been a slumber party. I was confused.
Pillow fights.
Maybe that is the theme of the podcast I do, where it's just girls hanging out and guys can just watch, and then you get all the online. All questions answered. Do you know what I mean? Where it's just like girl talk, and then you get to know what girls talk about.
But then guys should listen so they can get an idea of what you.
You guys would listen for like 5 seconds and then you turn it off because you'd be like, "Oh, that's what they're talking about."
Yeah.
Like
that's
I said,
be a common problem anyway.
I know.
If I'm a guy, I'm going out single. I'm going out tonight and catching one that strays from the flock.
I think tonight is going to be a big Galentine night out, so that might not be a bad idea. Galen, thanks for calling. Have fun.
Thanks.